Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. That is for you to build a big business. I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm excited calling you in from the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country of Jamaica, the island of Jamaica. So listen, I need you to know that we have been talking about, you know, huge opportunity for you to reflect so now you can press the reset button and have no regrets. Many people are going to end the year, you know, with so many regrets. We got to leave it here so you can move forward in a big way. And it's time to press the reset. You know, sometimes in order for us to go forward, we have to go backward. And so, but there are some things we've been discussing, building yourself up spiritually and mentally. And now we're talking about if we can let go of those weights, we can move forward physically with a force. And so this is the time you want to go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848, just like you did, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. If you need to go back and listen to the series, you can go to successwithnicola.com, click on Power Start Call. A lot of people are going to repeat this year, next year. You don't want that to be you. You know, I can tell you when you're talking about network marketing, I've seen people's lives change in short amount of times just because they made a real decision, meaning cutting off any opportunity of going back to where they were. Lives change drastically. I don't want you to be on Power your day. We're talking about the spirit of the living God that is being spoken into you each and every day where you can get up and move and make big moves for the kingdom. So we're going to be coming out of the book of Romans on today and go ahead and pull that out, book of Romans, and it's going to be out of chapter 15, verse 13. But we have to go to the Lord because, you know, faith without works is dead. You've got to do the work. And most people don't do the work because their faith is low. Their mindset is stayed on the physical realm. They stayed on the natural. So they can't even have enough hope to move forward. They're so used to losing or winning is so foreign to them. So we're looking for you right now to definitely go to the Lord. Let's do something different in this year. You know, a lot of people have already given up the year and say, I'll start over as soon as the clock strikes 12 for the new year. That is the wrong mindset. I can assure you most of those people will do the same thing. They'll be catching up by first quarter, realizing that nothing has changed in their life. That cannot be you. So we've got to go to the Lord. You can't do it by yourself. You've been trying to do it by yourself all this time, and it hasn't been working. Let's go to him together and ask him to give us the strength and the thought processes and right emotions and perspective so we can get up and do the work that it takes to see true financial freedom. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. We come before you on this day that you've made. We're joyous and we're glad you've given us another opportunity in the land of the living. Dear Lord, on this day, as we're pursuing great exploits only in your name, we're putting down our own thought processes, our own intentions, our own motives, and we're picking up you, oh dear Lord, your principles, your righteousness, because you said then you'll add everything we need unto us. We know, dear, that we have to do the work. There's no way you can bless us without the work. We got to put in the foundation. And this is pleasing to you. That's all we want to do is please you, oh Father God. And we know as we build up your people, we're building your kingdom. We'll acknowledge you in all of our ways, being a great example, not being double-minded, oh dear Lord. We're asking you right now as we're pursuing these great exploits in your name, you'll be careful, oh Father God, to just give us the grace and the mercy. As we're stumbling, oh dear Lord, we'll allow your Holy Spirit to pick us back up. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're being filled with hope and joy even now, no matter what the circumstance is, so we can move forward. We know that it was great plans that you had for us before we were formed in our mother's womb. And we're pursuing those plans, oh dear Lord, and we know that it has to be your plan. We're thanking you right now that we're aligning up with what it is that you have for us. We're thanking you right now that we're joining forces with you to build up your people. Now, as we pursue and we move past the blockages that stop us from getting up and doing the work each and every day, we're asking for your help. We know we're looking into the hills because that's where our help comes from. We're no longer looking outward or into man. We're looking to you. We bless your name and your kingdom immensely. We seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Good morning, family. Good morning, family. You know, I got to kind of not talk too loud. I got neighbors next door. I'm so grateful to my husband. I keep just letting him know how grateful I am for how we are ending the year and celebrating my birthday and our anniversary. And, you know, it's going to be 12 years ago that we, on that same day, we went into covenant with God, with one another. And I think that our marriage has even taught us even a lot about even how to progress and pursue greatness, even in our business. And that is because we can weather each and every storm. And even no matter how bad it seems in the middle, we know we're coming out victorious. The only way that you can say you know you're coming out victorious is by keeping it moving. So let's read the word of the Lord out of Romans. Because you need joy and peace in order to move forward in spite of. So in the book of Romans, we know this is Paul. He says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, why should we look to be an overflow with the Holy Spirit? Because is the Holy Spirit that will bring all things into your remembrance. Many people love, they don't mind calling God. They don't even mind sometimes saying Jesus. A lot of people will say God, but they don't want to identify Jesus. But then definitely many people forget the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the part of the Godhead, the Trinity, that resides here on earth with us. This is the power that you can tap into because it's on the inside. And this is why many people trip up, because they're looking for success on the outside when the all-knowing, omniscient, omnipotent God, all-powerful God is living on the inside of us. But the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not just going to overtake you unless you give him an invitation. And why would you give him an invitation? Because you're weak. Because you don't know how to keep your word, because you will say one thing and do something else. So this is now where you give the right influences invitation to take over. Why would you need this? Because even though the world is at hand, this is where we live. And so many of us treat our network marketing businesses like a job. And so we have the same ideas and emotions about work in our network marketing business as we did when we were in school. Oh my gosh, I got to do homework. Oh, I got to get up and go to school. You're dragging. Then now the same thing with work, your program, that now you're driving into jobs that you hate, hanging around people at the cubicles that you don't like, having to ask bosses that you don't like for an extra few cents raise for you and your family. Do you realize how that is programming you in a negative? Same spirit towards the work. When we talk about the 888, 8 hours that you use.